The Guardian.
Hello there. Greetings from London South Bank. A very wet and cold London South Bank, where we've reached month 11 in the Archangel boat. For those of you who haven't heard of the project before, officially called A Room for London, the Archangel boat is actually a boat on the roof of the Queen Elizabeth Hall. Obvious when you think about it, yes? The vessel is modelled on the Roi de Belge, the steamer Joseph Conrad navigated up the River Congo in the late 19th century before he wrote Heart of Darkness. This year, 12 writers have been invited to live and work in it for a few days each month, and they're expected to emerge from their voyage having produced a piece of work reflecting on their experience. Residents have included Jeanette Winterson, Michael Ondaatje, Carol Phillips and Ardaf Sawif. This month's guest is Adonis, the 82-year-old Syrian-born poet, critic, essayist and artist. A leading figure in Arab modernism, he was imprisoned by the Syrian regime in the mid-1950s and has lived most of his life since in exile, first in Beirut, more recently in Paris. Every autumn, when thoughts turn to the Nobel Prize, his is always the name most widely canvassed as a possible Arab winner. And if the call from Stockholm hasn't yet come, he's been garlanded with many other awards, including the 2011 Goethe Prize. So I'm now going to get out of the increasingly stormy conditions down here and go upstairs to see what he's been up to, and even though the boat is suspended 100 foot or so above the Thames, to check whether the Roi de Belge is actually watertight. Okay, so we've made it out of the rain, up to the boat on the roof of the Queen Elizabeth Hall, where we find the poet Adonis and his long-term translator, Khalid Matawa, who will be in residence for 4 days in this remarkable vessel. Could I ask, first of all, what do you think of this very strange place to do work? And what thoughts it has inspired in you, and how you hope to respond to the whole project?
It happened, so happened that on the first night it was very windy. And at night I was not able to sleep. The winds were shaking the room about, the boat about. I felt as if I'm in the air, like on a plane.
Not on the sea.
عال هذه فكرة كويسة مشال كتابي إنه معني أنا في لندن مثل كأني خارج لندن.
Yeah, it was a great idea for writing. It felt like I was in London, but really I felt like I wasn't in London at all. I was outside of London.
وإذا هالحالة من التموج بتحلي إني شوف العالم كله ومشاكله من خلال لندن.
And this sort of turbulent state that I was in allowed me to see the world and its problems by somehow being in this turbulent state of London. The turbulent world from a turbulent point of view.
وقلت هذه مناسبة كمان استحضر كثير من الرموز المهمة اللي بتضوي على هالمشكلات.
And so this instability in London allowed me or made me think that I need to sort of anchor my thoughts by referring to some of the personalities and figures that are highly associated with London. So Ulysses appeared.
Hamlet.
Shakespeare.
Eliot. Conrad.
Conrad.
Joyce. كل الرموز الممكن تساعد بإعطاء صورة عن العالم الحديث.
And so all of these figures, Conrad, Joyce, all of them began to appear. They sort of anchored him in London while he's being rocked in.
Well, while
the
your
air.
Boat was rocking on the.
Now,
most of the previous writers who have taken part in this project have written an essay at the end of it, but you're going to write a poem.
أنا فضلت القصيدة لأنه بعتقد الشعر هو أهم وسيلة للتعبير عن الذات وعن المشكلات يعني.
I preferred poetry because I believe poetry is the best form of expression, self-expression, and also a great form of expression for the troubles that are happening around the world and in the world.
You've spoken in the past that Arab artists and poets have sometimes been forced to be politically engaged because there are so many issues of human rights, of freedom, of colonialism, that thing. But you've tried to step away from that a little, it seems. But yet, recently you've called for the overthrow of the Assad regime, yeah. And you've also criticised both sides in Syria for violence. Yeah. Are the issues that are going on so big that you've been drawn into the political arena?
Essentially, or foremost, is that poetry should never be a vehicle for expressing political beliefs. That's why poetry is not for expressing beliefs. And it should never be an ideological tool, neither a political nor an ideological tool.
لكن الشعر ممكن يستخدم جميع الأشياء ومنها الأيديولوجي ومنها السياسي. يعني الشعر بيخترق كل شيء بس ما لازم أي شيء يخترق الشعر.
So poetry can refer to ideology, can discuss ideology, but it has to remain poetry. Poetry penetrates human experience, but the details of utility that are related to our experience should not penetrate our poetry, should not overwhelm poetry. Poetry as a work of art should dominate as a value over other values. Such as ideology and
politics. أنا ماني ضد الكلام على السياسة.
I'm not against talking about politics.
إنما ضد تحويل الشعر إلى مجرد أداة لخدمة السياسة.
But I'm against transforming poetry into a tool to serve political ends.
Do you see any hope for your country? It seems to be in a terrible position at the moment.
أولا لا يمكن الدفاع عن النظام ولا عن أي نظام عربي أبدا.
First and foremost, there is no way to defend the current regime in Syria or any dictatorial regime in the Arab world, any regime in the Arab world.
ويجب أن تتغير.
And they must change to represent the people.
لكن كل تغير يفترض مشروع أفضل.
But every change has to represent or bring forth or indicate a new project, an improvement on the current situation.
ما يحدث الآن هو أنه ما في مشروع نحو الأفضل.
What is happening now in Syria does not represent a project or an evolution towards improving the life in Syria and the life of the Syrian people.
بالعكس اللي عم بيحدث في كل البلدان العربية هو عم بمهد الطريق لأشياء دينية أنا ضدها كليا.
It seems actually that some of the changes, the transformations happening in the Arab world are laying the ground for the domination of religion on people's life and I oppose that completely.
الدين في المنطقة العربية هو المشكلة.
Religion in the Arab world, in the Arab region is the essential problem.
فإذا ما فينا نحل مشكلات العرب بمشكلة لازم نتخلص منها.
And so we can't solve the problems of the Arab peoples with a factor such as religion that in itself is hugely problematic, does not represent a solution. You can't impose religion as a solution when religion has its many problematical aspects in itself.
في الغرب ما بيفهموا هالناحية مع الأسف كما يبدو.
It seems to me the West doesn't understand this. Many people in the West don't understand this issue.
الغرب بيهمه نظام أيًا كان حتى يحل قضاياه معه.
The West seems to be concerned with allowing for any regime to take over, as long as that regime settles the West's concerns with that region.
يعني مهتم بتغيير الأنظمة مش بتغيير المجتمعات.
It is concerned with creating regimes in which it has an understanding, not with the betterment or enforcement of or betterment of these societies.
وتغيير الأنظمة فقط لا يعني شيء.
Changing these regimes by themselves is insufficient. Doesn't mean anything.
وبهالناحية هي مع الأسف الغرب يعمل ضد مصالح الحقيقية للمنطقة.
So in wanting to change these regimes only, or regimes that has a certain arrangement without this, you know, deep-rooted change, the West is contributing actually to, or at least is working against the interests of the people of the region by wanting regimes that it has a certain understanding with, but without the real societies themselves.
يعني باختصار الغرب يعمل لإعادة المنطقة إلى القرون الوسطى.
The West seems to be working to return this region to the Middle Ages.
لا بيهتم بحقوق الإنسان.
It is not really concerned about human rights.
ما بيهتم بحقوق المرأة.
Women's rights are not an issue now.
ما بيهتم بتأسيس دولة علمانية.
Or a secular state is not a concern for the West in the Arab world.
ما بيهتم بالفرد وحرياته كفرد.
Or the individual freedom as an individual. These are not concerns of the West.
Can we say one more line about London, your history with London? And you said you've met some of the great poets over the years.
فيه مدن مجرد ما تزورها مرة أولى ممكن تشوف مفاتيحها.
Some cities, when you first meet them, you sort of you figure them out. There are some certain key points to them that you understand.
مدن مفتوحة.
They're open cities.
وفي مدن مضبوقة على نفسها يعني.
The cities that are
داخلية كثير.
That are sort of have an internal life to them that are not apparent. There's a fog shrouding them.
بتضل بنوع من حركة كلير وبسكير وبسكير كلير. إذا ضو مشيت فيه بيطلع لك ظلام. إذا مشيت بالظلام بيطلع لك ضوء. يعني في جدل متواصل بين الضوء والظلام.
There's a dialogue of light and obscurity in these places. You follow a light and it takes you to a dark end. There's a darkness, but you find a light at the end of it.
وأنا بين المدن اللي حبيتها ليها السبب إنه قد ما حست في لندن ورحت وجيت بضل في شيء ما بتعرفه.
And London is one of the cities that I've liked and loved for a long time. It's as much as I've traveled in it and seen it and have gone about and around in it. There still is an element of mystery about London that continues to be present, that surprises me.
لذلك أنا بحس إنه لندن من جهة المرأة أكثر من هي من جهة الرجل. So, يعني
London is feminine in that way. It's more feminine than masculine. Okay. Okay.
Thank you very much for your time today, and now we will hear your poem.
شهر نوفمبر في لندن. واسم القصيدة عزف منفرد.
It is November.
في أوركسترا.
The poem I will be reading is Solo in the River Thames Orchestra by Adonis. It is a poem in Arabic, of course, and it is my translation to English. My name is Khaled Matawa. A room boat. It descends from a cloud that descends from an impossible altitude. My bed is teetering. A wind without wisdom. Am I being swaddled by a poem or am I being rocked by a story? The Thames rolls, rolling rope to its smith. What will I write? Or how should I read London in a room for London, in a boat teetering above a tower? I do not love the shores. It's the pathways that London's anguish had made that I love. And I ask Hamlet, in what light have you landed? And which passages of love's book have settled into you? Should I write love like you while reading water? Should I write water while reading love? I do not love the shores. I have fortified myself. It is a narrow world, like a deep puncture in a scream that has no wisdom. And I ask London, what does the East read in you? And these cities, East and West, are they anything other than carts full of limbs, women, homeless, their panties are their homes, men, ships that see nothing but their wreckage, that do not see what they see? And I say to London, like you, I have tried to read the stranger in me. Haven't you too asked yourself, is this existence anything but improvisation? I have read The Secret Agent. If I do not murder, I will be murdered. A miserable choice indeed. Is murder the origin of existence then? and what is between becomes a partner in divinity? No, there is no other who is my enemy. The stranger is another blood within me, I said to London. But I do want the sky to surge against me. This is how I'll know that my enemy is soaring like me, that I live as if I'm warring against myself. My dream does not tell me to become reality. My dream has always been a wound, a wave of defection, balking, denouncing, raging, a world whose beginning is the chatter of an apple lusting after Adam's lips. Oh, dream, tell London that the clothes humankind wove dyed with the ashes of their bitterness. They build a road and get lost in it, follow a route and their feet lead them to another. Is there a future for dust except that it be dust? Why then, O dream, do you listen for what remains distant and that has no presence? What moves you to spill the wind and store the sand in a jar? Will you remain in a forsaken desert in utter gloom? How then can I free another when I myself am not free? I continue to live and work, a picture in my hand, a picture that lives and works in the hands of a doll. And I ask London, are you a mother, or are you the father who will be killed? I am not one who'd say London is a mother. I say departure and roving in roads that have no destinations. I am not like others who visit her, who want to know everything with their eyes and hands and boast. I've read her page by page. I do not love the city blurred by the glow of its pearls. I love the city as a sea of loss that can never be tracked, that has no access. The winds continue to blow from the sources. We do not see how they begin, how they become, how they reach us. I love the city woven in its secrets, and I prefer that my time dissipates in the company of people walking as if we are a river, each of us solitary and alone. I am not among those who say London is a mother, and who sleep in her shade, raising her name as a banner. Shakespeare was the first to say no to her conventions. He built in her a London that belongs to him alone. Beautiful what he saw, and my voice here descends from his. People's cities belong to love and poetry, to thought and art. They thrive there, or they grow savage and rot in narrowness and wretchedness. And I say, improvise, night. Play on your flute, play as if you are the sun itself. It is beautiful, thrilling, that London's court are like her objects. In every market, the sense of gin, not the sense of paradise. Sexual shapes, restaurants, business offices, worship offices, massacres of lawful meat, books residing in his wasteland, celebrating Eliot or condemning him, amusement parks, temples for every art, human rights protected here and trampled with impunity there, a hell of hypocrisy, two-legged cars, others with four, arrow and bow, a small black stone on the door of a white palace. The asphalt of this alleyway is from the east. The cloud that washed it comes from the west. Bread that God hands out among his children. A poor one on the left, a prince on the right. It's the way the just and almighty one divides. Hey, policeman, there's an old lady crossing the road. Here's an Arab man raising a banner. A policeman riding a horse, signs that say nature is dead and industry has become air and water and sun, signs that salute our descent on the summits of stars. Is this Qais? Is it Hamlet? It seems that a gentle madness is building gentle bridges between culture and nature. No poetry, no science, without the nectar of madness flowing in its veins. And I hear the bustle of an argument between blacks and whites, blacks and blacks, whites and whites, and women here and there, diaspora and silence. Sometimes I see in the eyes a glimmer that blames the lips for their silence. Sometimes I see on the lips signs of dissent, and I see many walk away and many stay on. My ink delights in inscribing what an earlier Arab poet had said. I open my eyes when I open them, finding many there, but finding none. Since Gilgamesh, roots have been traveling in us, toward what is nothing but loss and bewilderment. Become a friend then to Gilgamesh, to one who does not know what surrounds him, who knows not what he was or what exists or who he is. The mud of creation's myth has become a free language. They've cut nature's throat and strove to uproot her arteries. They have turned money into a god and a throne, a singular blood. Ruin is the prince of space in the name of sky. Money longed for, even if 'twere death. Wait, are you afraid? Shall I name you? But in darkness, like another darkness, you have to wait. These pitch-black skies have defeated us. There is no conqueror but they. There is no conqueror but God. What am I saying? I'm saying identity is fraught with its opposites. The Thames, its shores are drawn by ocean's shore, sheets of paper among which I'm flying. My life is not a platoon, and my language is not an army. I imagine Eliot reading this poem. Eliot, I belong to no past, and if I dream of a day of return, it is not that I'll become free in it, but to be free from it. The sight of the earth is a cemetery in dust. The sun feeds on his father's wage. The road that now rises from the Thames toward the oceans has no water in it. Who will tell Eliot that his land is still a waste, and the horizon's face? You'd grow confused if you yearned for it. Will you call it a grave, an axe? Who will tell Conrad that the oceans now only know how to breathe dust, the air, all of it, a curtain of blood and iron? Who will ask the oceans, do you remember those who released their secrets to your depths and departed? They dared to tell the shores their news. Myths chased them and killed them, and threw their corpses where the waves do not know how to speak of them. And the Thames runs in two orbits, the war of kings and banks, the captains of wind and profit, and the war of longing for the warrior's return. The Thames is a conquest, a warehouse where loot is stored, and the hunt for gold has not stopped, has not ended, and the groaning of the city's anger's fire has yet to end. Myth tyrannizes us, the reptiles of our forests mock us, we disintegrate, the soil avoids us, its grasses and its herbs abandon us, a roving disease, a sick roving. Cats and dogs in the houses of progress have died and continue to die, and we must remain prepared to weep over the coffin of civilization, or celebrate bequeathing her children, her beautiful puppies, our wheat silos on our property, and listen to her bawl. Oh, my crown! Oh, my ivory! Oh, no! The earth is not earth under our feet. Truth is like nature, a freedom that is free. How else can I face this truth of our age? We enter it and leave it.
We travel on the ships of conquerors, tyrant shepherds of plentiful flocks, as if we do not see a human face on them. We see creatures made of iron and plaster, some dead, some roving about, awaiting their death. People who know only how to progress toward their torn limbs. In nightmares, in no other place do they live, each a prisoner to his nightmares. I am not like you, stranger, who are like me. I have no right to descend into my blessed fire. I am not like you. The history of my earth still shifts to and fro in the darkness of crime. Why, Ulysses, did you go to that abyss of darkness? What did you expect? One day, my winds led me to it, and it tore me. I watched my body before me, behind me, around me. I touched its limbs and wrinkles, and I asked myself, how was I able to remain other than a hue? And what will remain of the world that has imprisoned us? The world that we butcher ourselves for. On the road to you, I saw love, bewildered, taking off its coat, absent-minded, lost sidewalks, tossing his innards and days about. And I gazed at an owl, where night remained sleepless in her head, an owl smitten with a temple. She never reveals the names of those who worship there. And I saw foam in the hands, its bubbles whispering. Ulysses has hid his hardships and secrets in the ocean, so it would become his companion and rival. And the bubbles whispered, the waves traveled in us and told us that the clouds are fruit that descends from the wombs of the stars, and like a butterfly, the sky used to fly to its cocoon. On the road to London, I watched roses dance as they built beautiful huts to house their perfume. I saw night walking barefoot towards his promise, singing, I'll make a boat, and when it cries port, the pathways reply. You must learn to love, living on the galaxy's dust, like a thread fallen from the buttonhole of space. You must learn to remain. This is how I will fortify myself, then, against these shores, with wind sometimes, with light at other times, with clouds as well. This is how I will learn to not travel, except when the wind is a sail in my hands. I love how water tells everything to everyone. It bends to see things close to its chest. It carries in its steps the inhale of its springs, arguing with a flower and pleading with a stone that prefers to speak in whispers. Will anything remain that allows for rebellion under the sun? Listen up, Ulysses. Or will the winds of myth mock me, my life a war, war in my life, as a child and as an old man, war around it, war between what was the beginning and what will be the end? I do not need victory. I do not fear defeat. No witness, no victor. It is night, night that embraces the world's body. Night, an end just like the beginning. Night again. I drink a river now. From a stream of sparks flowing from the west, I hear, do not be a sword handle, be a free hand. And I ask Ulysses, how do you write ending and endlessness in one chord? Ah, Ulysses, my freedom is no longer free. My freedom has yet to free itself.
آه يوليس، حريتي لم تعد حرة، لم تصر بعد حرية.
ف For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.